Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful a noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the importance of attending gatherings where Allah is remembered. In Arabic, we call this majalisu zikr, and going to a place where Allah is remembered. This could be different kinds of gatherings. Like, for example, it could be going to a mosque and listening to the Dua-i Kumail. It could be attending a speech, listening to a speech, going to a gathering where somebody's speaking, giving a speech about, you know, talking about Allah and in the hereafter, and these kind of things. It could be any other thing. It could be going to a class where, you know, somebody is teaching something about God, right? In any case, this is something very virtuous. In fact, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "Stay long in the gardens of heaven." The people asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what are the gardens of heaven?" He said, "Gatherings where Allah is remembered." In this beautiful hadith that we want to read for our esteemed listeners today, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he echoes the same theme. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked Fuzail, "Do you sit together and teach the hadith?" He said, "Yes, may I be your ransom." He said, meaning the Imam said, "These are the assemblies which I love. O Fuzail, keep our cause alive. May Allah bestow mercy on whoever keeps our cause alive. Whoever remembers us, or we are remembered in his presence, and he sheds a tear as small as a fly's wing, Allah will forgive his sins, even if they are more than the foam of a sea." This is another instance or case of a gathering in which Allah is remembered, meaning the gatherings in which the masa'ib and the trials and tribulations that befell our a'imma alayhim as-salam and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are remembered and people gather, you know, and they weep in remembrance of these trials that the A'imma alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet's family in general, you know, they were afflicted with. Keeping in mind the same idea, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, assemblies are of three kinds. There are three kinds of assemblies: profitable, safe, and blameworthy. The profitable one is that wherein Allah, the Exalted, is remembered. These gatherings in which Allah is remembered, these are profitable for a person, meaning profitable for his hereafter, for his akhirat. The safe one is that which is silent. The safe one, meaning the one that doesn't harm a person, doesn't bring any harm to him, nor does he benefit from him. He goes to a gathering or he's sitting in a place where everybody's silent. Let's say he goes to the library, everybody's reading there, nobody's saying anything there, right? This is neither harmful for him nor is it beneficial for him. And the blameworthy one is the one that engages in vice, a gathering in which people are sitting there, when people are transgressing there, or some form of ma'siyat or sin is being committed there. These are all blameworthy types of gatherings. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of attending gatherings where Allah is remembered. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.